right now.
Hey, George.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you doing today?
I'm well.
That's what I like to hear. My name's John. I'm the director here. I know you were having a brief conversation with my representative, Tara, but she asked me to jump on the phone with you to go over some pricing and details. Did you have any questions for me about the listing on Google or how it works?
No, no, not at all. I need to know what it's going to cost because I'm extremely busy, and I'm not going to make a decision over the phone. I'll tell you that. I never do. I'll think about it. So give me the numbers and give me 72 hours, and I'll give you a response. Unless it's too high, and I know it right off the bat, and I'll just tell you I can't afford it.
So yeah, I hear you. Well, the only time we could put you on the first page of Google, George, is when there's a spot open, and that's why we're calling you today. You're on the qualified candidates list for it, but we're going down the list. We're just looking for one guy to fill the opening that we have. So my concern is, like, I can work with you on the pricing structure, but it's definitely something that we're actively looking to fill today.
All right. Well, give me the price, and I'll give you my answer. How's that?
Okay, so typically it runs about $499, but with the discounts that Tara requested, I can drop it down to $249. So it's about a 50% price reduction since you already have your own website and she asked for the discounted rate for you.
And what and is this a month-to-month basis? If I say yes, and then I say. And then my question would be, well, how is this going to happen? All, you know, today or next week or what? You know, those kind of questions.
It's a month-to-month service. Okay. Everybody that's on the first page of Google, they're coming back on their own each month. Guys like MC Interior Design or Orange Moon Interiors, right? You know, you're not binded to any kind of contract. Our performance is usually what dictates whether they're coming back or not. The business owners, and they're coming back and using Google advertising. So we get in there and make sure it works for you. The idea here is to try to get as many jobs in as possible before that next bill rolls around. So that way, you know, you don't have a problem continuing to move forward with us each month. So the idea is to get everything up and running as soon as possible. I mean, I would want to do a client interview with you either later today or tomorrow, depending on your schedule. But we want to get all of your stuff up and running as fast as possible.
Well, $249 a month, and do I just give you a credit card to bill, or how's the billing done?
Yeah, so I would create your account, and we would submit it to Google for verification with your payment, and then the next payment wouldn't be due until the 17th of April, since today is the 17th of March. And it's set up to automatically bill each month unless you discontinue or cancel the service.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I at that rate, I would be interested. So you can put me in a yes category. However, I won't be able to talk to you any more about this until tomorrow because I'm swamped.
Okay.
I've got to get some things done.
Well, if you've got about 2 to 3 minutes, I'll create your account, secure that spot with you, and then I'll schedule the client interview for tomorrow. So that way we can do the details. How does that
sound? That's fine. And if we can do tomorrow around between 1 and 2, that would work out because I have other reasons to be in my home office at that time.
1 and 2 p.m.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll schedule a client interview for tomorrow between 1 and 2. I'm going to go ahead and create your Google business profile. Your first name, George, last name, Kenny. The business name is going to be listed as George T. Kenny, Inc. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, and then the best phone number for us and your customers to contact you is this 941-932-6672?
Yes.
Okay, and what's your business email, George? I'm going to send everything in writing and a receipt to you.
Send it to bygeorge50, bygeorge50, at gmail.com.
Okay. And get everything in writing, okay? We always send everything in writing, and then you can sign off on that this evening when you get a chance and go through it all.
Yes.
And then the business street address, the 1746 10th Way, is that still accurate?
No.
Okay.
It's not.
What's the business street address?
Oh, God. Let's see. I'm using my Siesta Drive address. Let me find my new card.
Okay.
Oh, wow. I apologize. Here it is.
You're fine. This is definitely something that we have to verify, though, with Google. They send a little postcard to you, and that's how you get that red dot on the map there. So we want to make sure it's accurate and up to date.
Right. Well, I share a showroom.
Is it the mall drive?
Well, that was my old address.
Okay.
It is the 2095 Siesta Drive.
Okay.
2095 Siesta Drive, Sarasota, Florida, 34239.
Okay. 34239?
Yes.
Okay.
It's
I got it. 2095 Siesta Drive in Sarasota.
Yeah.
I got it. Okay.
That's why then, I have a showroom, but I'm never there. So I
Activate the turn by turn direction so that they can get there, or should I just hide the address?
What we've been doing is hiding the address because I'm only there by appointment, and I give out the address when I need to meet someone.
Got it. Okay.
So that's what was always determined to be the best thing for Google.
Right.
Because of your needing to verify things.
Right. Yeah. If you don't want people showing up there, then we definitely hide it, but we still have to send that card to it in the mail. That's the most important thing. But it looks like you've had some discrepancies with the address, so we'll be able to fix that for you today. We'll go in there and clean it up and update it with this new address here. I just sent you my direct number and extension. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Well, and if there's an issue with the address, I can give you another physical address as my backup. But again, I
shouldn't be a problem, but they'll definitely let you know during the client interview tomorrow between 1 and 2 if there is an issue. Right now, I'm going to send the form over, and then they'll let us know if there is an issue, and obviously they'll bring that to your attention during the client interview so that way we can move forward with the placement.
Well, knowing the little bit I know and been doing this in the past,
mm-hmm.
I just relocated from my mall drive physical address, and I do have I do primarily work from home. I have a showroom where I can meet people. So I think it's going to be better unless you disagree,
mm-hmm.
for me to give you my physical address and that for this information, and it's 2220 Stickney Point Road, and it's unit 535.
2220. What was the name of the street?
Stickney Point Road. Stickney. Sarasota, Florida, 34231.
Okay.
Then I can guarantee that I will get that card and I can, respond to it.
Okay. What's the apartment number?
535.
Okay. I'll update it to that. I'll hide the address. The listing will still say Sarasota, Florida, but it's going to say 34231 now with that address.
That's fine.
Okay, perfect. I got you, George. And then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed? I'm seeing 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, typically, on your listings and your website.
That's fine. Those hours are good.
Okay, and we're going to have your website attached to the Google Business Profile. I sent you a calendar invitation to your Gmail for our appointment tomorrow between 1 and 2. The last thing I got to do is just secure your first month's payment of the $249. I'll send you the receipt and everything in writing, and we'll be good to go until that interview. So how did you want to secure your first month's payment?
I'm going to put it on a credit card.
Okay, that's fine.
And I
should be able to offset it before the bill rolls around.
Yeah.
You just need one new client between now and then. You should be fine.
Which one is this? Okay. All right. Let's use It's an American Express, and the number is 3797.
3797.
936454.
936454.
11003.
11003. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0528.
Okay, and then the American Express is going to have a four-digit security code on the front.
1867.
Okay, and so just to confirm, your first month's payment is going to process today. It's March 17, 2025. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $249 for a Platinum Package service. I have made Facebook ads available to you, too, at no additional cost, and I've waived all setup fees affiliated with your campaign. When the term is completed, the agreement's going to be set up to auto-renew each month on the 17th day, but you'll keep this discounted price of $249 for as long as you're with us. It says in our fine print you may discontinue or cancel at any time. We do not have any kind of cancellation fees or penalties. All that we ask is if you ever do decide to discontinue our services, please let us know before the next bill is due or before the 17th day of the month so we could stop it from automatically charging you. And it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
All right. So when I process this payment, you're going to receive a confirmation text message with an outline of everything in writing. You'll need to sign off on that, hopefully before the client interview tomorrow. If not, we could always sit down and go over it together. And then there'll be a username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system and a Google verification form. Just for our own record here, are you pretty computer savvy, George, or do you typically need help with, like, any of the online stuff?
I'm somewhat. I'm certainly not anywhere close to it.
You can shoot me straight, okay, because I'm 33, right? My dad's 63, and I saw that your email said 50 on there. So
I'm much older than your dad.
Yeah, see? So that's why I asked. I don't mean to beat you up, but I want to make sure you get the service you need, you know?
Yeah, but the best thing is I have grandchildren. So they're like,
so you say, hey, what is this? Check my email for me.
Yeah, right.
Well, that's fine. You know?
I'm also have an assistant that helps me, but I struggle.
Yeah, but, okay. That's why I asked, though, is because I have guys that, you know, best roofers you can imagine. They've had the roofing company family owned and operated since before I was born, you know. But we get on there and we make this work for them just because, you know, you're generations before the phone. So I'm going to put in the notes, not too computer savvy. That way, if there's anything technical, they're not blowing you up with text messages and emails. We'll just call you and get on the phone with you.
Gotcha. Okay. Good.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'm actually on my way out the door, but I.
Okay, I'm processing the payment and sending you the confirmations right now. As of right now, I just want you to, you know, have a great evening. Say thank you for signing up with us, and then look out for our phone call. I got you scheduled for tomorrow between 1 and 2. Okay, we'll pick it up from there.
That's good. All right, talk to you again. Have a good day.
All right, you too. Bye bye.